The Guardian.
So first of all, if you could explain the Jay-Z decision.
Okay, so every year, at the end of the year and the beginning of the next year, we book the headliners, right? And normally there's a few obvious names floating around, and sometimes you know, we kind of sit down and we think, well, what's going to be really interesting? You know, what do people want? There was a kind of overwhelming response from people saying, you know, don't turn out the same stuff that we've heard 100 times. And we decided to do something completely different. Now, Jay-Z is like one of the biggest, most respected hip-hop artists in the world. And we were like, we'll be lucky if we can get him, but, you know, we'll give it a go. And that's what we did. And luckily, for some reason, which is brilliant for us, luckily he agreed to do it. And we're over the moon about that. That's how we feel about it. And also that is the reaction that we're getting from people, from the public as well. I think the perception in the media has been slightly sort of hysterical. And I'm not quite sure why. I don't really understand that. But
Does Jay-Z signify a slight departure, a change in what Glastonbury means at all?
No, I mean, Jay-Z, there was a story on Radio 2, on a piece on Radio 2, Morgan Freeman was presenting, and he was saying that Jay-Z is the first black artist to really change the way that black music has been perceived for the last 30 years or however long, because it really was bling, and it was, you know, whores and bling and diamonds and whatever. And he came along, and he really, him and Mary J. Blige, this that he was saying, carried this really important messages in their songs, and, you know, they're really important in a different way to a lot of other, you know, hip-hop artists. And for us, it's like, that's not, you know, people might not expect him, but we have a responsibility to do something a bit different. And, you know, there's so many thousands of bands, and if people don't want to watch him, they can go to one of the hundreds of stages. So
it's not as if they're not going to have enough choice, is it?
Exactly. So it's kind of like, yeah, but I mean, I think the public genuinely are really excited about it.
But, you know, we had a discussion earlier about how it's more than just the headliners. But in terms of, you know, the headlining, the things that people are going to see, it is slightly more diversified this year because of Jay-Z. Or that's maybe how people
think. I think people are focusing on the headliners because it is Jay-Z. I think normally we announce them. Actually, well, normally we announce them and it's fine. There are normally a couple of there's normally a bit of criticism. Like Coldplay had it in 2001, the White Stripes have had it, Muse had it in 2004. It's like, why are you doing? Why are you putting those bands on? They're not big enough to headline. It should be Radiohead. And you know what? This is like the best shake-up we've ever had, in a way. You know, it's like we've lost some fair weather friends. Yes, we've made a bit of a curveball decision, but we feel we've made a really important decision. We're absolutely going to stick by it because we think that it's going to be fucking amazing. It's going to be amazing.
So. And tell me as well, you kind of mentioned it a bit earlier, the way in which he's reacted to what, something he's not really used to, isn't it? Which is, you know, slightly negative.
Well, I think his team, not so much him, I'm not sure how, you know, I think hopefully he's just focused on Dune and that's about it. I think his team are very much, you know, they're thinking, what's going on here? You know, what is this reaction? Understandably. But the fact is, it's not just about him. It's about the three headliners, and it's about doing something different. And people don't like change, and you know.
Okay, moving it on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to kind of move on to something which has also been kind of slightly criticised in the press, but on ticket sales.
Yes.
You've got about 1,000 of the main tickets to go. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then there's also an issue with tickets which are kind of tied to buses and coaches which are coming.
Yeah.
You said before to me that this isn't the first time tickets haven't just gone in a snap, that there have been other occasions. Are you in any way worried about ticket sales?
If we wanted to sell out in minutes, we would absolutely have no registration system. And I know we sold out last year with a registration system. That was a bit of a one-off. You could sell to touts. You know, people could snap up 10, 20 tickets at a time and resell them. That's fine. Well, our main thing is protecting people from being ripped off. So there will be a bit of criticism that comes with that. It is quite a lot to ask of people to go through it. But ultimately, we're protecting people. You know, we're trying to stop people being ripped off. And that's what we really care about it, because our number's in the phone book. So when there's a problem, we get the phone call. And having to deal with hundreds of or thousands of people upset and in tears is quite depressing after a while. So that's why we introduced this. And, you know, they're pretty dark touts, and we're sort of trying to combat that. So It is quite a lot to ask, and I think this year the ones left are coach tickets, and it just means you can book onto a coach from Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, London, and Newcastle, and Bournemouth.
And finally, yes. Glastonbury's lasted three decades.
Yeah.
Older than
this is 38 years. This is
38 years, yeah. Four decades. That's considerably older than the Guardian's reporter. But you know, there's been ups and downs, all sorts of things. It's an incredible journey.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You know, what's your response now to? I suppose, you know, people would say it's a slight wobble in terms of ticket numbers,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the way it's been received. And, of course, you know, you and particularly your dad have seen things go in all directions.
Yes, yeah.
What's your kind of message now for Glastonbury admirers and also critics?
Yeah, OK. Now, I think that over the past 5 or so years, we've had a lot of kind of hot air around the festival in terms of somewhere to be seen at and this fashion-y link and things like that. And I don't think that that's really at the heart of Glastonbury. Well, I know it's not. And I think, you know, a lot of people who would normally come to the festival can't normally get in, you know. And so that's one of the benefits to it being slow, is that we'll end up with a really distilled, amazing Glastonbury crowd who are so up for it. And I have no doubt that this will be, like, one of the best crowds we've had in a really long time.
What kind of event you think it's going to be?
I think the last few will trickle out, the coach tickets. I don't think it's going to be a surge and, you know, everyone's going to be, like, hot on the lines. But I think we'll get rid of them in the next couple of weeks. Mm. And then we move on to the good bit.
But tell me about that. Tell me, I want to finish on this bit, on the good bit, on what Glastonbury means and what kind of an event it's going to be.
It's going to be one of the most diverse events we've ever had before, in the way that it's not just in terms of music, white indie, and we've got all sorts of amazing stuff lined up, and again I think it's going to be an amazing crowd, and I think it'll be quite a unique, quite a special festival actually, because what happens with things like this, you know, after a bit of a shake up and, you know, you lose a bit of the fair weather friends, and then you end up with this a pretty hearty crowd, and I mean, for us, 100,000 people buying tickets on a snowy day in April, when the last thing on your mind is going to be Glastonbury, frankly, at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Like, 100,000 people bought tickets, and we were like bowled over by that, really. And so we're trying to focus on the next bit.
And I said that would be the last thing, but actually, I thought something else, because in the public mind, at least, if people who go to Glastonbury, and some also people who've never been, they often associate it with mud, of course,
yes,
don't they? Because it's been rained on an unfortunate number of times of years, but people seem to kind of quite often enjoy that part of the experience. But tell me, this year, I mean, last year there was a drainage system put in place.
Yes.
And it worked to some extent, but there was still kind of obviously you know, mud up to people's knees often. This year, if it rains, and it rains a lot, what's it going to be like?
There's more drainage. There's more drainage going in as we speak, and we are really, really trying to change to solve that problem. I mean, obviously, if it rains enormously, there's not a lot we can actually personally do about it, but we can put in all the precautions, and one of those is a drainage system. Another thing is cover, so people, when they're eating and things, can eat in cover. And the third thing, which I think is really important, is seating, because if you can't sit down, it's really exhausting, and it's quite a lot to ask of people to sort of like walk onto the next bench and try and get a seat there, and there's not one, and then, you know, because once people get a seat, quite often they don't really leave.
Have you looked at the weather forecast?
No, I don't. I sort of keep saying to people, we'll prepare for rain, and then anything else is a bonus.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe start. That's like negative. But the ladybird thing and the ladybirds being out is a good sign. That's right. Normally a sign that it's going to be a hot summer. And also oak before ash, in for a splash. Ash before oak, in for a soak. Now,
and which has it been?
The oak has come out before the ash.
So that's a good sign.
It's a good sign.
Okay, well, on that.
That's quite a good.
Okay.
Indicator. So.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.